You know, it seems like ages, years that we've been waiting on the new big park up in Hall Office Park. Craig Hall told us about it. Then we had, when they brought the fella in that had done Millennium Park in Chicago to put it, the thing together. But they're getting ready to open it. And we know they're serious about it because you always get a busy person to head things up. Turns out the chairperson of Kaleidoscope Park and the Kaleidoscope Park Foundation is the Honorable Florence Shapiro, who you knew as the mayor of Plano and six-term city council member up there, and, of course, 2 decades in the Texas State Senate. She joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, David, it's wonderful to see you again. I'm so happy that you asked me to do this.
Well, and I'm glad to see you're moving north, out of Plano into Frisco. Is that...
It's a collective we. It's not just Frisco. It's all about the community and Collin County and North Dallas, North Texas, actually.
You know, everybody's been looking forward to this. We know what Clyde Warren Park did for downtown Dallas. And, of course, there you had a bifurcated city, really, that was sort of joined by that.
Correct.
Tell me about Kaleidoscope Park. What's that going to do for Collin County?
Well, I think what we're trying to do is make it a place for people to come for cultural events, to come for educational events, health and fitness events. It's a beautiful, beautiful, and right now it's 6 acres, but there's expansion plans at some point in time. But it's really going to be a meeting place for everybody. We're going to have a lot of activities going on. And in a very dynamic area. If you think about the crossroads, you talk about crossroads. This is at 121 or Sam Rayburn, if you call it the new name, Sam Rayburn, and the toll road. And what better location could you have a visible park that's going to be constantly engaged in activities for the communities? So you have all of the West, which goes all the way down to, you know, through Colony and Louisville. And you have east of that, and you have North and South. So it's got a lot of opportunity for engagement from a lot of different communities.
The halls have been sort of reorienting that from an office park to sort of a mixed use facility. So it would seem to complement all this, so more restaurants and hotels and that sort of thing. So how do you get there? I mean, Klein Warren Park is walkable to some degree, you know, in downtown Dallas, but how do you get to Kaleidoscope?
Clyde Warren Park, Kaleidoscope Park is actually off of Warren. If you go,
but I mean, do you walk there? You have to drive there.
Oh, sorry, no
transit.
There's probably both. There's some walking, depending upon where you live and where you are in that area, because it's a lot of businesses. But there's also parking areas, and no, there's no transit, and I don't think that's intended. I think what you do is drive there, and there's lots of parking that'll be there, and we're hoping someday to even have an office, a garage of some kind. So I mean, we will, as it grows and we realize what our needs are, right now it's perfect because you've got lots of parking areas.
One of the things that we'd heard about, and actually from Craig Hall years ago, was putting in some sort of a performing arts center, sort of a Collin County or Frisco or whatever. Is that still in the plans?
Well, it is to be determined. That is totally up to the city of Frisco and the city council. And we are waiting. They have an evaluation going on. They've been studying it. They're looking at various locations, but I'm very hopeful that ours is in the mix, of course. And we would love to be the host for a facility like that.
So how do you envision the park? Is it a spring and summer location, or is it 365, 24/7?
I think it's 365, 24/7. We've got a farmer's market that's coming out there that's going to be every Saturday from now on.
Wow.
We've got we're starting already to do a lot of things out there that will draw people and draw crowds. And the Plano Symphony Orchestra is going to play 3 major concerts, the whole orchestra, not just a brass quintet and not just a few people. But so we're bringing in a lot of local talent. And making sure that the community has engagement there as often as possible.
And then you're chair of the foundation. So the foundation, I guess, is charged with, you know, fundraising and that sort of thing and getting the flow.
Correct.
And one of the things I noticed that I don't think others have, sort of a subscription model, memberships. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, that's interesting because it's a free park. You do not have to pay to get in the park. You know, that's a obvious thing that we
Sure,
want to
sure.
make sure that people know it's for free. But you have to have money for operation and maintenance. So we do have several levels that we've just announced, and one is Friends of the Park. It's, you know, $5 to $10, $100, whatever it is, to be what we call a member. And then it'll go all the way up to $5 to $10,000 for what we call the director's circle. And then, of course, there's a founder's level, and, you know, you can imagine all the different levels. But we want this to be a park that everybody can participate in, not necessarily to pay to get in or to pay to go there, but to be a member. Because when you're a member of something, you have a tendency to go out there much more often
Right.
than if you just go there periodically.
I guess the key is to get it open and running and get the traffic through there, because
That's
right. then you ought to be able to support restaurants or retail or other things. You can't, I guess you can't really build the whole thing at once, can you?
Correct. So right now, everything that's going to open, we'll have a grand opening the first week in October, and the park will be completed. But there is a hotel there that's just about to finish. There's all kinds of restaurants. I mean, there will be a lot of activity going on even in the first of October, but it will continue. There'll be more things being built. One of the things that I think you probably have heard about, but I think there's an amazing woman by the name of Janet Echelman, and she is building this enormous structure. It's a sculpture, actually, and it's going to be out of net. And if you've looked at any of our pictures, you've seen it. It's hot pink and red and blue, and it is going to be, people are coming from all over the country to see her bring that to Texas. It'll be an amazing opportunity for people that care about the arts. It's a great opportunity for people to come and see that and then avail themselves of all the other activities that are out there.
So is this something the kids could crawl on, or is this something you look at?
No, it's something you look at. The kids will crawl in the children's play area.
Well, and that may be a challenge. Well, the thing is, it should go well, because that was one of the always interesting things about Hall Park, really, right from the get-go, is they started putting in, you know, statues and statuary, different works of art spread out all around there. So that's, I guess it fits right in.
Absolutely. It'll be a wonderful opportunity. We have a run that's coming that is in Frisco, and it's going to go through the park. And one of the things they have is a headset where you can listen to as you do your run. It's a 5K or 10K. I don't really remember what it is, but as you do your run, you notice all the different and various places, and they tell you about the sculptures. They tell you about what you're looking at. It's fascinating. I mean, I think we're only in this situation, I think we're only limited by our imagination. We have so much opportunity out there. It's very exciting.
Hey, can you tell us, give us a clue about, you talked about chances to expand what already is a pretty good sized park, but
yeah.
What would you like to add on your, what's on the wish list?
Well, you mentioned it. The performing arts facility
oh, yeah.
would be amazing. That would be a phase two. And then anything else that we decide at that point in time, there is some more land. And if we choose to, let's get this open. Let's see what the needs are. Let's see how it works. But phase two is in the future.
And this place friendly with the star, which is just
yeah.
just north.
You can see the star from the grounds of Kaleidoscope Park. You can they mesh right together.
Well, it sounds like fun. And so October, no date yet, but you're targeting for October opening?
Yes, sir. Yep.
The Honorable Florence Shapiro is the chairperson of Kaleidoscope Park and the Kaleidoscope Park Foundation, so we know it's going to be first class.
Oh, thank you.
So she
Great
be
to see you.
Good to
thank
see you.
You.
We wish you a lot of luck. We'll come out and see you.
I hope so.
For more,
You're
of our
always welcome.
For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.